going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Welcome back into our WWLTrainSouth.com Draft Fest coverage. We're back here on WWL as we wait for Kellen Moore, who is approaching the podium right now. We're hearing from the coach after rounds 2 and 3 today, recapping today's Saints picks. Here's Coach Kellen Moore.
All right, guys. How's it going? You guys just want me to run through these guys really quick. I'll just do a quick thing on all three of these guys, and then we'll kind of take the questions. So starting with Tyler Shuck, obviously, we're really, really excited about the opportunity to get Tyler. 32 starts. He faced a lot of adversity through his career. Battled through obviously multiple unfortunate injuries that kind of took him through a navigating process. But, as we went through this process, just the more touching points we had with Tyler, the more impressed we got. He was a guy who went through this whole process. I think it's unique when you have a guy who went through the Senior Bowl, did the whole entire combine, went through the visits. Scott went out there and saw him at Louisville. We had a 30 visit with him. Every interaction just really enforced the player that he was. And so as you go through this QB process, obviously never easy decisions with that. Just felt like he was a really good quarterback. He was ready. He's prepared. Obviously he's been through a lot in a good way. And so he's ready to compete in our quarterback room as it plays itself out. Going to Vernon, obviously just a phenomenal kid. Just the energy, the juice that he brings. Our chance to go out there for their pro day, we had a chance to kind of connect with a lot of those Texas guys, and obviously this is our second one that we got. So, he played behind a lot of premier defensive linemen when he was there, and so as a result, he kind of had to be patient. And sometimes you credit these guys that play the patient game, that kind of earn their opportunities on the field. And for him, obviously, it took a little while just as he waited his turn. But Bo and Terry had great relationships with him. Obviously, when you have people in-house who've invested with these guys, who spent a lot of time with them, huge advantage for us. His versatility on the defensive line, his ability to play in a number of positions, I think is going to be great for us. He's got length. He's got quickness. He can anchor. He's got good hands. He'll have a chance definitely to compete with our interior defensive line group. And then Jonas Sanker. This guy's a 3-year starter at Virginia, special teams. He's a captain. He just does everything. And this guy is, for us, we just felt really, really fortunate to be sitting there late in that draft. There's a lot of DBs that were going off the board. And for him to still be there and available to us, we're talking about him for a while. And so just really impressed by this guy. His play style, his instincts, his ability to, his tackling ability is really, really impressed. His ability to play on the back end. We're really fired up to have this guy. He'll obviously provide tremendous depth and add competition to the safety position there. So excited about all three. That was a big time day for us. We were really excited about it. And any questions?
You mentioned Tyler's the adversity on the phone call to him is one of the first things you said here. Like, why is that? Why is that something that kind of stands out and is important in that scouting process?
Yeah, I think all quarterbacks go through adversity, and there's challenges as you go through this. And those guys who can handle adversity tend to thrive in this league. And so, Tyler certainly dealt with some that are very unfortunate. Especially when they're orthopedic injuries, they're not some of the other ones. They're just bones, and sometimes bones break, and you get in unfortunate situations. And for him to continue to rebound from those. those, and then play at such a high level this past year. Again, as we went through this process, you know, he kind of just built momentum as we kind of went through this whole thing.
Tyler's such a unique example, I think, even for the imperfect scouting process, of a guy who, at the Senior Bowl, I don't think he was on a lot of radars as being drafted as high he was, and sort of people caught up late to that. But, like, was he somebody that you guys recognized right away that everybody's just kind of missing on?
What?
This class.
I think it's a good question of momentum. You know, I think it's a momentum as you talk about this process. I think it's a good example of how long this process can be and how there's all these different touching base points and their potential building blocks for these guys. And for him, you know, for him to go, you know, compete in the Senior Bowl, to go to the combine, he just did everything and just went for it. Then he went and did his pro day and like all these different steps, and he just continued to take advantage of them. I thought it's a really good example. Our scouting department was really on this guy. They did a lot of work, you know, even going back to Texas Tech, back to Oregon. You know, these guys knew his whole story. They were really on him for a number of years. And so, you know, as coaches, we kind of join this process as it goes. And for those guys, they already kind of had this thing building. And for us to kind of come in and see all the work that had been done, and then to continue to interact with Tyler, again, momentum was definitely valuable to him.
A group effort, obviously, but would you say he was a guy that you personally really like, that he's like kind of your guy? I mean, look, there's a bunch of quarterbacks to pick from in this draft.
Yeah, we certainly feel great about him. You know, we feel like he's ready to compete in this group. I think we have a really competitive, really, really high level quarterback room. Obviously, you know, starting with Derek, you know, Derek's obviously dealing with his shoulder at the time, and so we'll kind of navigate that as it goes. But, you know, behind him, you know, now you got Spencer, you got Jake, you got Ben, you got Tyler. We got this really, really competitive group. You know, all these guys, really, you saw them coming through this process, and you're a big fan of all of them. And so, you know, we feel like we're in a really good space there to allow this thing to compete and kind of go through this process.
Compete for the starting job if Derek was healthy.
Obviously, we felt great about Derek. Obviously, we've been pretty consistent as we went through this process that we felt great about Derek. And so, obviously, we'll navigate the injury process. This
is there any benefit to like Tyler's age and maturity and experience and exposure to handful of systems, like just in how he sees the game and processes it? And you know, what did you see when you kind of put him through some exercises?
It's a really good question. I think Tyler's experience certainly is value to that. You can see it in the classroom aspect of this thing. His ability to process football at a very easy rate in the classroom. It's really, really good when you throw him up there and you're watching film and you're talking about plays and concepts. He's got great exposure and he's got great experiences that he can lean on. He's been through a lot of different football, and you know, he's certainly a guy that is very, very comfortable in that space.
The quarterback position, do you view that as a positive? The older player as opposed to maybe a different position, the younger player might be preferable for the development.
You certainly say that, you know, naturally that position you can play a little longer within age, you know, just because of that, the style in which that position is played compared to so many other positions. And so, yeah, his experience is valuable. I mean, these guys are, you know, quarterbacks playing well into their 30s. You know, once they get their opportunity to take advantage of it, those guys can play for a little while.
Is that a big gap between Tyler and whoever the next quarterback was on the board?
A lot of good conversations, a bunch of guys right in there. And, yeah, as we went through this process, you know, we felt like there's a lot of good quarterbacks. And ultimately, you have to make a decision. They're never easy. You know, these guys never make it easy because there's a bunch of good quarterbacks coming in this league each and every year. And so you had to go through that process, conversations all the way up, you know, through today, really leading up to it. And so ultimately, you got to make a decision. You just got to go for it.
Would you talk about like that? Who's going to be there at 40? Did you make a call to go up at all, or were you kind of pretty confident to stay?
Yeah, we you know, certainly you always have conversations about moving and whatnot, but you know, we felt pretty comfortable about staying at 40. We'd have a good opportunity there, you know, depending on how everything played out above us.
Colin, it's been three straight years since a selected quarterback that played in the Senior Bowl. In fact, Derek Carr played there too. You played in the game, actually 4 out of 5 too, if you go back.
Yeah.
As well, what is it about that position to play in the game? And you've seen it both ways now for that quarterback, you know, to play in the game and to be successful and help them out.
I think that's a really good observation. I think for all these quarterbacks, this process is a very thorough process. There's so many touching base points, and we want to try and get into it as many times as we can. And so I wasn't a part of the Senior Bowl. I wasn't quite here yet, but certainly our scouting department was there. And so, you know, those guys get to get down on the field, spend time around this guy. You know, all these quarterbacks, you know, you can see a number of the guys in this class as well. You know, those are big time experiences. They put you through an uncomfortable environment. And you see how these guys respond. I remember being in it as a quarterback. The Minnesota Vikings were our coaches, and you know, Bill Musgrave was our offensive coordinator, and you know, Craig Johnson was our quarterback coach. Kevin Stefanski was our assistant quarterback coach, and they throw you kind of in the fire, and it's a different system, and you're uncomfortable. But it's a really good exposure for you, and I think it's a great testing mark for these guys. And so, you know, certainly you've seen a lot of these guys who've been able to achieve. You know, great opportunities because of it.
What do you specifically like about the way Tyler plays the position?
Yeah, I think just great rhythm, anticipation. Certainly, you feel like he can hit all marks of the field from a throwing perspective, and. Yeah, I think he's got a great feel for this game. You know, obviously, you love the system that he's been exposed to at three different places. You know, he's played some different styles, and so I think he's certainly comfortable and flexible within that. And so I think he's got a, you know, a mind and a arm that in that combination he plays at a really high level.
Was there a time when it kind of all started to come together for him, or you saw it at each stop and between each injury?
Certainly, I focus mostly on the Louisville experience. You know, obviously, you know the other experiences. There's some you see those in passing more in the past years, but you know, you spend a lot of time invested in this past year's work. That's the quarterback we're looking at right now, and so you know, we felt pretty good.
And he's talking about bad plays, negative plays, how you use that as a growing learning experience. Is that kind of generally how you approach every position, or specifically quarterback?
I think with quarterback positions, yeah, I think for any position, you're always trying to give these guys real honest feedback. And so these guys all got strengths. They all got great talent that obviously is putting them in this position. I think for all players, all coaches, every person in this situation, there's growth opportunities. And so I think it's always fun when you go through those meetings to kind of share some of those. Hey, here's probably the growth steps that I would encourage you to be focused on, and kind of see how they respond and how they acknowledge those. And so you know, these guys all have plenty of growth opportunities. They all have steps that they're going to continue to grow. This is a get in the door opportunity, and then what you make of it is obviously you know, coming forward. So you know, I think obviously he's just one of many of those guys.
You use some of the like kind of off platform, kind of, for lack of a better term, trick shot throws. You know, like, do you want to kind of encourage some of that creativity, or do you kind of have to rein it in, or kind of pick your spots in that?
Just for him specifically?
Yeah.
Yeah, obviously any quarterback, you have to be able to play off schedule. You have to be able to throw at different arm angles. That's an important aspect of this game. You know, these rushers are really good in our league, and so you're going to have to move off the spot. It's not always going to be clean, and you got to still be able to deliver. And so within that, you know, obviously guys always are going to have growth opportunities as far as the decision-making factor and when do you live to go to the next play and when you're trying to still create. And so all these guys, that's a thing that you're going to continue to build each and every year as you go through it, trial and error.
This is the highest the Saints have taken a quarterback since Archie Manning. And with that kind of investment, and what does that mean for Derek's future, not just this season, but maybe beyond that?
Yeah, we just felt like, you know, it was a really good player. Obviously, we felt good about Tyler through this process. And, you know, I don't think there's anything wrong with ever investing in the quarterback room. We feel like there's a lot of depth in there now as we go through this process, and we'll just let it play out.
You've studied a ton of quarterbacks, obviously, in the last 5 or 10 years. Is there a guy that you think he's sort of like?
Oh, that's a great question. I don't want to throw too many comparisons as far as expectations, but you know, I think obviously there's a lot of quarterbacks in our league that, you know, play with the rhythm, the timing, the anticipation that he plays with. And so there's a lot of different styles. You know, there's a lot of guys in our league, the Jared Goffs, the Kirk Cousins, the guys that play with that rhythm and timing and feel for it. You know, he can run, and so, you know, obviously he doesn't use it all the time like some of the other quarterbacks, but he has the ability to run. Obviously showed it with the testing numbers that he provided, you know, through the combine. And so you feel like you're getting a really really good quarterback in that.
Can you run a lot of the stuff that you ran with Jalen Hurts, the, you know, the RPO type stuff with him, or is he a different guy?
I think it's probably a little bit different, but I think he does give you the tools to create some of that, and we'll just kind of see how it all plays out. We'll let that go, and you know, we'll see when you need it.
You know, inherited, like, you know, Dak, Justin, and Jalen. What was it like just going through this process of trying to find your guy and where the things you were looking for that like he kind of checked along the way?
I would say every year you're evaluating the quarterback position just the same way you would any other year. Obviously, it just so happens to be we end up, you know, having the opportunity to just aligned with our pick and the opportunity to draft one. And so, you know, there's a lot of different ways of playing quarterback. I think it's important that, you know, you have accuracy, you have timing, you have some of the anticipation, you have the you know, you have the brain power to be able, you know, process the game, and you got to have an ability to play in some sort of off schedule or different arm angles. And I think those are important aspects of this thing. And so, yeah, we feel good.
What did you kind of learn along the way? I mean, I know you mentioned the adversity part, but like kind of how he handles adversity in the moment, or like, is there anything you learned about how he kind of like to not get you down on himself, for instance? Like, what did that process kind of uncover?
A lot of great examples of throughout his career of, you know, just having an adversity moment, whether it be an injury or, hey, all these quarterbacks, you know, quarterbacks are going to throw interceptions. It's how you respond after that. And I think sometimes that's a fun task is when you're evaluating quarterbacks is watch them screw up, watch them throw an interception, see how they respond the next drive, see how they handle those different adversity moments. And so, you know, certainly Tyler was one that you felt like, you know, he had plenty of examples like that.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Is that something that you, I mean, he spoke a lot about you, Doug Nussmeier, as well as Scott Tolzien, you know, all being former quarterbacks and how that could help him grow. How, you know, some of the things you just described feel like they're coming from a place of, you know, I've been there, I've done that. How important is that in the process of developing a quarterback for you and your staff?
I certainly feel very fortunate that we have Scott and Doug here. The experience that our room has as far as just guys who've been in that group. Scott Linehan's here as well as a senior assistant. He's longtime head coach, offense coordinator in this league. He's been around a bunch of quarterbacks who've done it a lot of different ways. And so I feel like we have this ecosystem, that hopefully is a really healthy environment that allows, you know, all these quarterbacks to continue to grow, not just Tyler. You know, and I know Tyler's, you know, today, but for Spencer to keep growing, for Jake to keep growing, for Ben to keep growing, for Derek to keep growing, for all these guys, hopefully we're creating a really healthy environment that allows these guys just to go play their best brand of football, and it'll all take care of itself.
Is that the kind of staff you intended to build specifically for this situation, or is that the kind of staff that you would have looked to build offensively regardless of where you would have ended up?
Certainly the quarterback position I think is a very valuable position. Obviously I have a lot of bias associated with that. Teaming up with guys that I've invested a lot of time over the last few years, Scott and Doug were both in Dallas when I was there at the same time. I've been with Scott for a number of years, a lot of different places as a player and a coach. And so I feel like we're creating a really healthy environment for these guys to grow.
I'm out of my depth here, but like I was watching some of his plays and I'm just curious, like as someone that played quarterback, like there's a lot of plays where he's going to his left and like he's able to throw like kind of sidearm like against the momentum. Is that hard to do at that position, just kind of being a right-handed quarterback going that direction and throwing across your body?
Yeah, certainly the off schedule, the, you know, the body positions, quarterbacks get put in, you know, we'd all love to take a 5-step drop, nice and pretty, sit there, stand firm, throw the ball. It's all fun. And I think a lot of guys can check that box. It's the guys who, okay, it's not clean, it's not perfect. How do you handle the adversity? You know, he had some really battle-tested games where he's sitting in there at Notre Dame and he's taking a couple shots, he's gotten hit and he's hanging in there. And so a lot of examples of that.
You guys had four picks, you know, in the first three rounds. Saints have traded up a ton in the last decade or so. Was it important? Was that like a thing in that room? Let's try to make all four picks, or did it just work out that way?
Certainly discussions happen. It played out, you know, really well. Obviously, having 9 picks, you know, for this draft currently, we feel like we can provide a lot of depth, a lot of youth into this roster, and so you know, I feel like we got 4 great opportunities so far through 2 days. You know, we got a number more tomorrow, and it'll be a lot of fun.
How would you describe the draft class as a whole, not individual to position, but how would you describe what you've achieved so far with this draft class, and what do you hope to achieve going into tomorrow?
That's a good question. I think so far with these four guys, I think you represent high character guys, a lot of guys who've been captains, who've been leaders in their different spaces, guys who've played a lot of football at big time programs throughout this country. And so all that experience, I think, is going to be really, really valuable for us.
Jonas, specifically, you know, with Brandon's star position, or do I describe that? Is he a player that kind of profiles into that type of role?
He definitely provides flexibility on the back end. He can play in a number of positions. You see him on the back end playing with range. You see him in the box being a really physical tackler. Obviously, he has the ability to kind of match up in some different situations, and so he certainly will provide us with some flexibility, which I think is key for our back end, for those guys to be able to line up in multiple spots and kind of, you know, allow us the creativity to do that.
Does he project like as a core special teamer too?
Yes. I think I had the note. I think 8 special teams tackles his senior year. So, you know, I think that's a really cool stat. You know, you're a big time player at Virginia and you're going and playing special teams as a senior. 8 tackles says a lot about him.
This might be a silly question, but does Tyler remind you of you at all, the way you like to play the game?
It's a great question. It's been a little while, so I don't know. I think certainly there's other quarterbacks that you've been around. I think as you go through the process, I think he just did an excellent job taking advantage of each and every opportunity, and I think he's in a good position.
I don't think we've asked you this yet. Does his age, was that a factor at all in your decision making? I think he's going to be 26 by the time the season comes through.
It's certainly a discussion point. I think we all should have that discussion point just to confirm it. But we saw it as a positive. He's been through a lot of football. He's been exposed to a lot of different settings. Going from Oregon, Texas Tech to Louisville, and so and the quarterback position again. These guys aren't reaching their peak for a while, and so he's going to continue to rise and grow.
When you're looking at a high draft pick like that and considering the age, do you kind of look at it as you're only looking at the next 4 to 5 years of the initial contract, or do you try to look beyond 8-10 years in the future? Is it like a long-term outlook, or this is what this player can provide?
I think you're looking at where's the growth opportunities, based off the age, where's the growth opportunities, and maybe a little bit projecting out beyond that first, that first contract, so to speak. But these quarterbacks will play plenty of years, and it's not like you're talking, 30 years old. I mean, he's going to turn 26. I mean, we're fine. He's going to play out his full rookie deal, and he's, 30 or whatever. We can all do the math. It's fine.
Yeah. So much often made of, a player's age. So I always wonder if teams look at it as, okay, well, we're just going to look at the first 4 years, and he's in his 20s, so that doesn't matter to us. Or if you're maybe saying, I want a player around for 10 years, and then maybe it does matter. But I assume every team looks at that.
Yeah, you can do it differently, obviously. Again, for that position, I think it's great. Bo obviously was a great example last year. Bo Nix, he played a bunch of football in college, played a little extra, maybe than the traditional schedule, and he had a great year.
Seeing some of the physical things that work for him, that work for Tyler on film and everything, it's kind of easier to pick out the more physical things. What are some of the things maybe about him that stand out to you that maybe, unless you've been there, done that, you wouldn't notice?
On film? Okay. Yeah. I thought his exposure in the scheme that he played his last year, I thought was a great example of, he had a lot of tools at the line of scrimmage. He had the ability to get in and out of plays. Some of those intangible things I think are very valuable. So he has experience doing that, checking and making some decisions there at the line of scrimmage. And so, I think that's hugely valuable. Obviously he's played in, he's played in the action game. He's played in the quick game. I thought they had a cool blend. They play in the RPO and ball out game, but then they take their shots, and he can attack all levels of the game, and he's done all those. And so I think he's done a lot of things, which is a great advantage to him.
Do you expect that in your system some of those things are there, especially the ability to check in and out of plays and things like that? Is that something you plan to trust your quarterback with?
It's always something that I felt is a very valuable piece. Pretty much everywhere I've been as a player or a coach, it's always been important to embrace the quarterback has the tools, and they have the best view at the line of scrimmage. And so giving them the tools to make certain decisions, make a little adjustments here and there, gives you the chalk glass, so to speak, and allows you to put yourself in the best position to be successful.
His arm talent is almost at the highest. How would you describe how good his arm talent is? That's his strong suit, right?
Yeah, he's got a great arm. Again, he can attack every aspect of the field, and he'll be fine.
Colin, you think with the quarterbacks, with the age now, with the NIL and college football, you think they're going to stay in college a lot more now, and quarterbacks, you know, coming out, going to be a little bit older?
I think it's fair to look at it that way. I think the positives to NIL is it's maybe providing these guys some financial security that also allows them to develop in college a little bit longer, and so they get more experience there. Again, for some guys, once they get to the NFL, if they're not immediate starters, you know, they're playing in two or three preseason games, and that's about it. And you're trying to find other development opportunities. Well, now you get a chance to play a little bit more in college, play a bunch of high big time games. There's a lot of positives that can potentially come out of this.
Vernon is he primarily a D tackle? Can he play some on the edge as well?
Yeah, D tackle can probably start inside, but have the flexibility. Again, he can work his way out as you go. And obviously Bo having great experience with him. He's got the ability to line up in a number of spots, which was a big positive for us.
When you have versatility like that, or even using like Kelvin as an example, do you guys start out at one position and then, like, as the summer goes along, you introduce another position, or how does that kind of work?
Yeah, traditionally most players, you're going to create kind of a starting point and let them grow from there. And so, you got to build confidence in these players as they go. You don't want to overwhelm with too much information and too many different things they got to figure out. You want to get them in, get them going, build the momentum, and then give them the versatility as they go.
As a team entered this week in need of a quarterback, are you surprised at how the first two rounds have played out specifically at that position?
Yeah, the quarterback position is always a unique one as far as, you know, every draft. It seems like there's always some surprises here and there and in many different ways. And so, there's always surprises. There are always, there's some really good quarterbacks in this draft, certainly it's there's always going to be surprises.
One of those is Shedeur Sanders. I don't want to answer this, but, like, why not him specifically, or was it just came down to Tyler?
Yeah. He was right in those conversations. Again, as we talk about this, these are really tough decisions, and really good player. What he accomplished at Colorado, and you watch the film, it's really, really good. Think really highly of him. Ultimately, as you go through it, you got to make a decision, and we felt like Tyler was the one for us.
Just to clarify, for Derek, there's no, like, you didn't receive the clarity you guys were looking for from Wednesday.
No.
Did Derek's situation put more of an emphasis on we'd probably like to add a quarterback in this draft class because of that uncertainty? Or
we had kind of discussed this for a long time, for the whole offseason, just as far as anytime if there's an opportunity to add value to that room, there's always you always want to take advantage of that. And so we discussed it for a while.
All right,
thanks guys.
That was Saints head coach Kellen Moore wrapping up day two of the NFL draft, recapping the Saints picks for today. Louisville quarterback Tyler Shough taking in the second round, and two third round selections. That was Texas defensive lineman Vernon Broughton, and then Virginia safety Jonas Sanker. Tomorrow, gentlemen, we have five more picks on the board, and it'll be interesting to see, obviously, what this team goes, because there's still a lot of names like a Cam Scataboo and others still on the board.
Running back, I think fourth, fifth round, man, those running backs are going to start to
only
peel.
Four went.
Well, you look at today, running back, and Deuce is saying, I agree, like a veteran cornerback. But you know what we haven't addressed, and I wanted Mykel Williams. Or what's the other guy that went to the Falcons?
Jalen.
Or Jalen Walker. Look at this. This ain't lying. This would happen last year. Okay, Brian Brzee, defensive tackle, led the Saints last season with only 7.5 sacks. Do you know the Saints haven't had a player reach double-digit sacks since 2021? Man, that's a long damn time ago. Making them one of only six teams to not hit that mark over the past three seasons.
I bet you Atlanta was one of them.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Atlanta got no pass.
But they addressed it. Have we addressed it?
No.
I don't know.
No.
But that still bothers me.
There's one guy out there, it's a surprise, and that's Jack Sawyer.
Yes,
Ohio State
edge guy, yeah. Yeah.
Really surprised me that he didn't get picked in round three. And so he's a bleed guy into the fourth round. But if you he was one of these guys. Man, watch my tape. I ain't got to work out for all these guys.
That'll get you in trouble.
That didn't work for him.
Yeah, that'll get you in trouble. We saw it happen.
No, you're a football player, but you're good, but you're not that good. Come on. You got to work out. You can't be scared. If you're scared, say you're scared. Like Ricky Jackson, no. They want you to work out. Work out. What are you scared of?
If you're scared, say
you're going to have 80,000 people watching you when you're playing a game.
You know why you wouldn't work out? Because you know you're not
going you're not going to do well.
That's right. That's
you know,
right.
You know why you're not going to test well.
I'm right. not taking the SAT test.
Because if
you took it once already.
If you're confident, you know you do it.
Right. Yeah.
Well, that is a wrap, folks, on today's coverage. Join us for more Saints and NFL draft coverage starting tomorrow, 9 a.m. Draft First Take with Jeff Nowak and Charlie Long. Then more of the TrainSouth.com WWL Draft Fest. We're going to be at Rouse's Market, Power Boulevard in Metairie.
Right up
here
the street.
On Saints Radio, WWL. Have a good night, everyone. And Bobby Hebert, give us a who that.
Bon nuit, les gens. Good night, people.
Who that?
Who that say go beat them Saints? Who that? Who that?